We now have our first feature. Nick Richards of the Evening News went to Castle Corto, which is where many Norwich residents have had their COVID-19 vaccinations. Here's David Potten to read what Nick wrote about two of the volunteers delivering vaccinations.
Given the huge responsibility of administering the COVID-19 vaccine, you would understandably expect the team at Norwich Castle Corto to be a group of dedicated workers. That a proportion of them are made up of St John Ambulance volunteers, giving their own time to perform such an important job, may be overlooked, for they are going about their business in an understated and workmanlike fashion. Katie Noble, 24, is St John Ambulance Site's lead at Castle Corto and is also head of the first aid unit at the UEA, where she is studying for a research PhD. The St John volunteer explained how she got to be on the front line of delivering such an important vaccination. She said, "They put a call out to sign up at the end of October, and I jumped at the chance. After some online training, we had one day of actual training in mid-December to make sure we had the confidence to do the job. I started on January the 18th at Castle Corto. My feelings on that first day were a mix of nerves and excitement. I was excited as it felt great to be part of something that could be the beginning of the end of the pandemic. I'd trained on a plastic arm, but still, it was a bit nervy doing the first injections." Katie said, "St John's have 6 volunteers per shift working at Castle Corto, with a total of 12 volunteers per day, taken from a pool of several hundred. They're giving the AstraZeneca vaccine. We work with a nurse who draws up the vaccines and hands us the syringe, so we just put the injection in the arm," she said. "We've had all sorts of reactions, from tears of joy at having it done and people sensing that this is the start of the end, to people being extremely excited, to the people who don't like needles, who are nervous, but who recognise it's an important thing to have done. It's lovely to be doing it and to see the happy smiles on people's faces when they've had the jab. We're here on a week-by-week basis, but I assume it will be for the foreseeable future. It's great doing my little bit to be able to help. We're now past the 20 million vaccines point, and I personally have done more than 1,000. Belinda Buxton from Swordston has also been working twice a week at Castle Corto since January. She said, "I've been a St John's Ambulance volunteer for 26 years, and I'm also a trainer. I got involved with the training side initially, so I train people who go out and do the volunteering, whether it's the meet and greet people, the vaccinator role, or the post-recovery area. And because I was teaching it, I thought I'd really like to do the vaccinations too. Because I'm self-employed and I didn't have much else to do, I thought I might as well do this and help us get back to some sort of normality." Belinda has worked as a photographer the last 15 years, and since 2013 she's had a studio in Wyndham. Later this spring she'll be able to reopen her business, but she is still committed to vaccinating people at Castle Corto. She said, "I'm hoping to try and do my bit. I know I can reopen my business from April, but I want to make time to still do this. At the moment I do 2 shifts a week, but I will still volunteer once my business is open again. It will happen. It's been nice to have all this free time to put myself forward and help. It started back in April with training of people to help in the hospitals, and then the vaccination program came on board, and by the end of this month, St John's will have trained 30,000 people in the UK, which is amazing. I originally started as a volunteer at St John's Ambulance after doing a first aid course, and I thought that after 4 days of training, I might as well do something else rather than just deal with paper cuts in the office. I started volunteering at Castle Corto in January. It was very exciting when it came through that we were being asked to help. We felt very welcome to be there, and we feel part of a huge team, and I'm really proud to have been part of it. You do feel part of a massive team, not just the team at Castle Quarter, but part of the whole UK team. Belinda also said that the atmosphere at the vaccination centre was hard to sum up, admitting there is plenty of emotion from all sides. She said, "Emotions can go from sadness to happiness to extreme pride. People are so grateful to be there having their injection, and most of the emotions are happy. Then you hear some of the stories from people who perhaps haven't seen their families for a while. But you do feel pride because you know you're helping them to get back to that. It's not great, the reason why we're doing this, but it's great from a volunteering point of view that people have stepped up, and I do feel privileged in a nice way to be involved in something like this. The gratitude is overwhelming sometimes. I love doing it. It's a great thing to do."
Thank you, David.